Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. Two recent gun attacks targeting Black people grocery shopping in New York and children at school in Texas have reignited the debate over gun reform. Though other mass shootings have yielded no change, Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat from Connecticut, tells ABC's This Week, this time is different, and bipartisan discussions are underway.
We're talking about red flag laws. We're talking about strengthening and expanding the background check system, if not universal background checks. We're talking about safe storage. And yes, we're also talking about mental health resources and more security dollars for schools.
Representative Adam Kinzinger, a Republican from Illinois, says change is needed now.
I think that raising the age of gun purchase to 21 is a no-brainer.
Both the gunman in Uvalde and the suspect in Buffalo were 18 years old. After days of mounting criticism and confusion over what police did and did not do in Uvalde as the gunman shot dead 19 children and two teachers, the Department of Justice says it will conduct a critical incident review of the law enforcement response. The goal, it says, is to learn lessons and help in the next active shooter situation. President Biden is in Uvalde meeting with first responders. In Colombia, voters are electing a new president. John Otis reports from Bogota. Frustration with the status quo means an outsider is favored to win.
The front runner is Gustavo Petro, a former guerrilla turned politician who could become Colombia's first ever left-wing president. Petro has promised to increase taxes on the rich to fund anti-poverty programs in a country with deep inequality. Also in the running are businessmen Rodolfo Hernandez, Federico Gutierrez, a conservative former mayor, and Sergio Fajardo, a centrist ex-governor. If no one gets more than 50% of the ballots, as polls are predicting, the two top candidates will meet in a runoff on June 19th. John Otis, NPR News, Bogota.
Tens of thousands of right-wing Israelis participated in a flag march today through Jerusalem, celebrating the capture of East Jerusalem after the Arab-Israeli War of 1967. Palestinians are criticizing Israeli leaders for allowing participants through the Muslim quarter. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from the march.
The Israeli marchers are largely high school-age religious groups. They're waving large Israeli flags through a central Palestinian area of Jerusalem. Palestinians are holing up in their homes. And some of the marchers are wearing T-shirts with rifles inside Stars of David, chanting religious songs, but also anti-Muslim, anti-Palestinian songs. There have been sporadic street attacks on Palestinians. U.S. officials called for calm ahead of this march. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett has defended the parade but called on Israelis to be respectful. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
It's NPR News. Cryptocurrencies had been moving in tandem with tech stocks, but as tech shares rebounded, the crypto sell-off has continued. NPR's David Gura reports on the rift.
Bitcoin, the most popular and best-known cryptocurrency, continues to trade at less than half its all-time high, set just 6 months ago. Spent most of the week below $30,000. Ether, another popular cryptocurrency, is down more than 50% from where it was trading at the beginning of the year. Crypto's backers posited it would be an inflation hedge, but at a time when prices are rising faster than they have been in decades, that hasn't been the case. It had been tightly correlated with tech shares, but that correlation started to fall apart. As tech stocks turned around at the end of the week, the value of cryptocurrencies continued to fall. David Gura, NPR News, New York.
In New Mexico, the largest wildfire the state's ever seen is growing as the winds pick up. Much of the Southwest experiencing critical fire weather. The Calf Canyon and Hermit's Peak fire has already charred more than 300,000 acres of forest land since last month. It's also spurred thousands of residents to evacuate. Farther south, the Black Fire has surpassed 200,000 acres and also forced people from their homes. Hurricane Agatha is approaching southern Mexico, where it is forecast to make landfall tomorrow, but residents should begin to feel its effects tonight. The National Hurricane Center is warning of life-threatening winds, plus heavy rain and dangerous flooding. The Atlantic hurricane season begins on Wednesday, and federal forecasters predict it will be a busy one. I'm Amy Held in Washington. You're listening to NPR News.